on KSOM, and there's a lot of things going on right now at the Iowa High School Athletic Association. So let's get the update from the executive director of the IHSAA. He's been involved in sports as a teacher, coach, administrator in Iowa for 40 years. He was named the executive director of the Iowa High School Sports Athletic Association in 2019. A native of Philadelphia, Tom Keating with us here on KSOM. Tom, good to talk to you. I'm sure you are ecstatic after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
You do your research well, brother. Yes, I am. Yeah. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Washington Commanders fan, so I can't root for the Eagles in any way possible. But happy for Cooper DeJean anyway. That
absolutely, could happen. Yep. He's been well received in Philly, and you know, I get the lowdown from a lot of my childhood buddies that are still there, and the city's kind of fallen in love with him. And how can you not?
Yeah,
the way he plays and the way he conducts himself. He's just a great, great representative of Iowa.
Well, there's been a lot of things happening here involving the IHSAA, particularly here recently. The big news, of course, is the announcement that the state boys basketball tournament is going to be moving to Hilton Coliseum in Ames starting in 2027. So next year will be the last year, at least for now, at the Wells Fargo Arena, which I think will now be a new sponsor with Casey's taking over for Wells Fargo next year. But tell me about what went into this move to go to Hilton.
Well, great question, right? And I think that question has a few different parts of answers. One is, you know, I think our team at the IHSAA has been very receptive to my challenge to constantly look at the way we do things and constantly look at the way we serve our member schools and serve the kids in particular, and take a look at, you know, what's going well, what could we do better, get creative, let's get our imaginations going. This is consistent with that. We do a review of our state events every year immediately after, and then you know, in larger sessions. And we do short term and long term. So we take a look at this year and say, well, how did it go? What could have gone better? What went really well? You know, what did the kids, the coaches, what was the feedback, and the ADs, what was the feedback like on that? And then we look long term, you know, and say over the years, how have things gone and what's the trend, and where are we right now with our events? So that was part of the process. And one of the things that, and I want to be clear that, you know, the folks at Wells Fargo Arena, Chris Connolly and his staff, are just off the charts accommodating and outstanding. And Greg Edwards and their folks at Catch Des Moines have been very good to work with. And the Des Moines community has been an exciting place for us to be. So it wasn't anything that anybody was doing wrong or anything we felt like we needed to fix. But we're constantly, again, looking at, can we enhance this? What else could we do? And to be honest, you know, attendance has been sort of, you know, static. It has not it's gone down a little bit, but it's just kind of held steady. And we felt like basketball, in particular, in our internal conversations, basketball needed a shot in the arm. It needed some energy. We wanted people to get excited about it. And we took a look at what could we do? Todd Tharp, our basketball administrator, made a couple of great adjustments this year. He created a players lounge. He created an area for the brackets and did some things to the locker rooms, and those things all helped. And we thought, what else could we possibly take a look at? So we looked at, what could we do in Des Moines? And then we thought, well, is there anywhere else that we could look at where we could maybe even take that energy level, you know, higher? And we started looking at other venues, and not necessarily, again, because anything was wrong with Wells Fargo, but we just thought, is there a more is there a venue more conducive to basketball? You know, Wells Fargo is a multi-purpose facility. It's a great facility, but it is big. So we looked at, Iowa, we looked at Drake, we looked at UNI, we looked at Iowa State, and we thought, is there anywhere that might fit? We you know, in our conversations, we felt like we needed to stay in Central Iowa because of the, you know, the ease of getting teams there. You know, we're fortunate that we've got both Des Moines and Ames and Cedar Rapids really kind of centralized. Cedar Rapids a little bit on the east side, but still not too far for those folks on the west. And but we felt like Central Iowa was really going to be a key for us for our schools. We're fortunate, you know, like Nebraska, they've got to come east, right? They've got to go to Lincoln or they've got to go to Omaha. But we've got that opportunity to come to the middle of the state. So once we settled on that, then we looked at, you know, we looked at the possibility of talking to the folks at Drake. We looked at the possibility of talking to the folks at Hilton. We felt like, you know, there were a couple of things that Hilton could offer us that caught our eye. One was Stuytown and the opportunity for our fans to have places to eat, places to stay, places to shop right there near the venue. We looked at parking, and at Hilton, the parking is ample. And right now, you know, our thoughts are we could, you know, it may be possible to offer free parking in that area, which would again be a good change for our fans. And then, you know, Hilton itself, it's a basketball venue. The fans are closer to the action. The student athletes that participate will feel those fans, feel that presence, feel that energy. And we think, you know, in addition to what Iowa State has had going as far as success and energy in their program, that might translate into some excitement for our kids to play at Hilton. And, you know, maybe it's overstated, but get a little Hilton magic in our state tournament. Well, so that's a long answer to a short question. That's kind of what we went through.
Well, yeah. Well, you partially answered my next question. You really sort of answered it about Stuytown, because that's a big project, obviously, that will be open in 2027. Will it be? It should be open by the time the state tournament rolls around there in March of 27, right?
Well, we know how these things go, right? And what we would probably plan on is partial. You know, I don't know that it'll be fully open, but I think there will be parts of it that will be open in 27. But we know in 28, it'll be full go. And I think that's, you know, again, that was part of the draw to us. And we're excited about it.
Well, there's many people who remember the old Vets Auditorium and, mm-hmm. and the magic and the atmosphere there. And many of those people said that the arena in Des Moines doesn't necessarily capture that atmosphere, but I don't think anybody can debate that Hilton Coliseum has atmosphere.
It certainly does. And I think, you know, again, I think the big thing at Wells Fargo is the fans are a bit away from the action. And, you know, most of that is because it's also a hockey arena. So they need space, you know, they need floor space. But what I will say is, you know, what maybe is a little bit of a drawback for basketball is what we need for wrestling, which is a big floor space. Yeah. So, you know, we love it there for wrestling because we can put eight mats down. And there's nowhere else you can do that. So it's very conducive. But yeah, those fans will be closer to the action. They will be, you know, very much a part of the atmosphere, and we're excited about it.
So by leaving the venue for basketball, that doesn't affect your agreements with the same venue for wrestling?
No, it does not. Nope.
But you know, sometimes arenas, they can be fickle about things like that. How did you feel about the wrestling tournament this past year? You know, I've been there for 14 mm-hmm. years in a row now, and it seemed like, but I don't know, I haven't seen the attendance figures. It seemed like attendance was a little bit lighter this year than in past years. Mm-hmm. But again, I haven't seen the figures. Was that the case? And of course, mm-hmm. the recent format change has come about, making it, extending it an extra day. You know, how do you feel that is all gone with the wrestling tournament?
Yeah, I would say, you know, attendance was down a little bit, and we're, you know, as we review that, we're trying to figure out what can we do, you know, what can we do format wise, what can we do schedule wise, and we'll, you know, we'll rely a lot on our wrestling advisory committee. They're coming in this next week to talk through, you know, the year of wrestling and in particular the state. the state event, and we take our lead from those guys. Those folks are living it. We also have been discussing it at our rep council. That's 25 of our representatives from around the state, and obviously our board. Just talking about, you know, how can we make sure that the energy level there remains high, and that you know, we're not overburdening our schools with time away from school, with cost, et cetera. And then are we, you know, are we making it accessible and convenient for fans? And when I say that, I mean by schedule, nothing else. You know, the facility's terrific, and the accessibility to that is great. But I mean, you know, is the schedule conducive to fans being able to be at multiple sessions and making it work, not only, you know, time-wise, but financially?
We're talking with Tom Keating, Executive Director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association here on KSOM. One of the other things that recently came out is a new broadcast agreement now with PBS. The girls' union are there. We know that there's been disagreements with you and the Iowa High School Sports Network in the past, and that agreement will end after this summer's baseball state tournament. How do you feel that it all worked out? It seemed like you were in a position of strength, is what I was told, in your broadcast negotiations, and you found the same home as the girls at PBS. How did that all come about, and how are you feeling about the end result?
Well, you know, we feel good about it. The you know, our getting our media rights back was important to us. You know, the folks who are running the Iowa High School Sports Network are good folks. We've had a good relationship with them. We did have a pretty significant disagreement regarding the, you know, charging for streaming. And so we felt like it was important for us to get those back and have control over that ourselves. Once we did, then we got together as a staff and said, what have our fans been asking for? And they have been asking for free, accessible, and easy, you know, how do we find the games, right? That's been their big thing is, if I'm in this part of the state, I need to go to this channel. If I'm in that part of the state, I need to go to that channel. And we know with PBS, you go to one place. And so we felt like at least for the foreseeable, you know, future, starting now and for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, we think we want to make sure that we do what our fans have asked. And PBS gives us that opportunity. Now, having said that, you know, that's for our big three, you know, football, basketball, and wrestling. We still have other sports that we need to find a way to get streamed or broadcast for our fans, and that includes baseball and includes soccer, track and field. So we're looking at some other options for that, because PBS, you know, they've got a pretty busy schedule, and they can't commit that many hours to broadcasting. So just like the girls, we've got to find an alternative when it comes to streaming those early rounds of our football, basketball, and wrestling championships, as well as the entire events for our baseball and soccer and track.
Oh, okay, so you still are looking for the other sports there. Mm-hmm. Yep. How much revenue? Is the revenue going up, down as a result of this agreement with PBS?
Well, I would say that, you know, with PBS, you live this world, so you understand it. And there are production costs. And then depending on who you go with, for example, if we went commercial rather than Iowa PBS, we'd have an opportunity for revenue through advertising. With PBS, we do not have that opportunity for revenue through advertising. However, we will not have production costs. So in a sense, it's kind of a wash. And, you know, the question is, could you have made a lot more money on sponsorship and advertising than the production costs were going to be? And, you know, I think that's speculation. But again, we'll go back to, you know, we'll save money on production. We won't make any money on advertising. But this is something that our fans have asked for, and we really felt like we needed to respond to what they were asking.
I imagine the fan response has been tremendous for this, and hopefully you'll be able to find another avenue for the other sports soon.
Sure.
Football is always the big one, and I find this interesting. I've been covering football in this state for 30 years, and I found when the playoffs first, when I first arrived, when you're setting the playoff scenarios, it was first seemingly based on geography, and sometimes that would annoy people because you'd have two teams in the same region, and they would play each other earlier in the playoffs. Now, I don't know if people today realize what happened back then, because now you've gone away from geography a little bit and gone to more, you know, going through the point system, trying to separate teams based on their records and how good they are. And yet that means that there's some travel involved. And so there's still people, it doesn't matter what you do, Tom, you're not going to win, I think, completely. But it just seems to me, I just see the switch in philosophy and scheduling for football, and I wanted to know if you felt like that and how that has gone and how that change of philosophy is come about, and yet it seems like you still can't make everybody happy.
No, I think you're right, and I think I one of the books that I have joked about writing when I finish is Every Decision I Make Upsets Somebody, and we could say we make, you know, not just me, but I do think we've sort of, you know, we've heard what people are saying. We've committed to trying to get the best teams in Iowa, not only in the playoffs, but you know, to that Final Four. So we're having a great event at the Dome, and some of that does involve travel, additional travel, which quite honestly we don't hear a lot about. We may hear it from the team that's the that's not the favorite that's traveling, but we certainly don't hear it from the teams that have a pretty good chance to advance. They've been willing to do that to avoid maybe another power in their area. We do still consider geography. You know, we're not going to send somebody from Spencer over to the Quad Cities. But yeah, we do have some limitations there. We may end up playing a two against a five instead of a two against a seven because of geography. But for the most part, we just try to do it based on our RPI for the bigger classes and our ranking system for those other classes. So we've kind of shifted our philosophy on that over the last few years, and it's again been well received. But as you say, I laugh. We're one of the few states that schedules football for all of our schools. And we ask them every year, do you want to schedule your own games? And the answer is no, they don't. But when we get to the playoffs, they sure want to schedule their games. Yeah. So it's unique. But yeah, I think so far it's really, I think more often than not, we get the teams there that should be there.
Tom Keating, Executive Director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, with us. I just have two more questions for you. Number one, we're coming up on spring sports. It seems like that the participation levels in spring might be higher than a lot of the other seasons. It's just amazing how many kids go out for, and sometimes go out for dual sports. What have you seen from participation levels in the sports, and is there any concern for any of the seasons or sports?
You know, we're seeing a growth in most of those spring sports. We're seeing a growth in track, certainly continues to have great numbers. Soccer is growing. Tennis and golf as well have pretty good numbers. If anything, you know, when you consider also that baseball starts late in the spring, spring is kind of crowded. And we've looked at, as you're, I'm sure, well aware, we looked at moving all of our golf to the fall, like 4A has, but there was a lot of pushback on that. Some of our smaller schools felt like they had more kids that were dual competing in football and golf than were maybe golf and other spring sports. So they felt like the conflicts would have been greater in the fall. And they, you know, they kind of ask us to pump the brakes on that. So we did. And so, you know, 1A, 2A, 3A golf is still in the spring, but, you know, back to your question, participation numbers are really good.
Very good. And lastly, what's next? I mean, what is, you've gotten the broadcast agreement. You still have work to do there, obviously. You've now moved the state basketball tournament to Hilton. You've had some major accomplishments here just recently. What are some of your goals for the future?
You know, I think one thing we're doing, Chad Ellsbury is doing a wonderful job with our education programs, our leadership programs, our violence prevention programs, and we want to continue to grow those. Our Achieve Foundation, we would like to grow that and try to find ways to help our schools with programs and help our communities with some programs. We're trying to determine just what should the focus of a foundation be. And what could we do to assist our member schools? So we're heavy right now looking at service. You know, we're seen as a dual purpose organization, right? We're a governance and we're a service. And I think sometimes people look at us as heavy on governance and and light on service. But we want to make sure that we're doing what we can and providing what we can in terms of not only financial but human resources to help our member schools and help our young people develop in a lot of different ways.
Tom, really appreciate your time, so much time this morning, and certainly enjoy the spring sports season and the rest of the year, and best of luck to you and the IHSAA. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the coverage of high school sports. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Tom Keating, Executive Director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, joining us here on KSOM.